Sim, Tafton Tess, Sif Aleph, Mr. Brewer, Sif Katan Tess. So we started the Mr. Brewer, we didn't finish up the last line. So the issue was over here that we don't want the person baking near the tanner because of the heat of the tanner would cause the dough to get warm, and when the dough is warm, it's mischamets more quickly. He says, Mr. Brewer quoted that for him, come out that the tanner, the base of charif, which its goal is to heat the whole room, so you shouldn't be making the dough anywhere in the room. So the day that you're making your dough, you can't have warmth in the room from the base of charif. Im hisiko says, so like the third line of that room, Mr. Bruce of Cotton Test. Im hisiko is, if they did heat up the tanner base of charif, so now the room is warm. Mm-hmm. So then, if you want to make dough in that room, yiftach hadelis v'chaloinus. You have to open the door and the windows. Let the heat escape. So according to the person, can estimate what feels like, you know, the room is no longer feeling heated, and then you do your make your dough. That's what the tanner base achar. Who did the stam tanner? The regular tanner, which is more made from not to heat the room, but it's made to bake in. Rak shabim by kol hayom. You've been using it the whole day to heat up, and eventually it lets out a certain amount of heat into the room. You can't do lisha in that room. Can you have to open the door and the windows? I mean, you can just estimate. What are the realities? The reality is it's a small room, a lot of heat, a large room, and very small heat. I mean, we let you make an intelligent decision based on the reality, which is it. Yud. Because we need chayma taner, but he have an imlosh neged pia taner. Dino kolosh bokam ha-shemesh, from a word like hamei besif hei ayin shah. The B'yabit will deal with while the loch is down the road. Meda yesh and nichsholim bezeh. There's a very common example where people make a mistake. Kegoyin ha'oifim, the bakers of the matzah. So you make your dough and you roll it and you get everything, and now you have it on the sticks. So now it's sitting on the stick, waiting to go into the oven. They hesitate. So now you have, you're right near the oven, the heat of the oven is affecting it, right? You need to get it put in the oven immediately and let it start baking. But you know, they don't do that. They sit there and look inside, you know, where should I put it? So that while they're doing that, the dough is heating up. A gerua yosim is even, or worse, shepanim roshim or masichim imarchim. They start schmoozing with the rollers. People are doing the earlier parts of the process. The dough was heating up. It was a garment if you have a vorkam. That's also to do that. You can change the sticks because the wood heats up. So here you're taking this dough and sticking it on this wood, and heats up the dough, and that's a problem. The rods get very hot due to the fact that the rods were actually inside of the oven. Mm-hmm. So you put the rolled matzah over the stick, it's going to warm the dough which is on the stick. This is a common problem. Okay. So therefore, the solution is you keep changing your sticks. So by the time you use this stick again, it has had a chance to cool off back to room temperature. Okay.
Why do you say Rabban Hussein or Rabban? Rabban Nechsholim is it?
Rabban Hussein or Rabban?
Yeah, well, why is it?
Hey, thank you so much.
I mean, you could say that for anything. You can make a mistake. Right?
What's the phrase? Rabban Hussein or Rabban?
Yeah, it's a phrase. Rabban Hussein or Rabban Harbe Nechsholim was it? I mean, you could say that for anything.
Well, it's a common problem. The phrase is an idiom which is used, you know, whenever they talk about, you know, we have a common, we place it as an issue which people are, so we say this is one of our, this is what is in a Rabban, one of our many, many various declines, so there's nichshalin.
So it's only when it's common it says this.
That's, yes, it's used for that situation.
Okay.
It's an idiom.
I mean, there's other places here also with that, yeah.
Okay. Sif Beis. Lo Yonicho Isa. Lo Esik. We do not want to leave the dough being used or sitting there without being worked. Filo Shrega Echad, even for one moment. V'chol Man Shem Yisaskim V'filo Kol Yom Enu Machmas. As long as you're working the dough does not rise. V'him Yonicho V'lo Esik Shir Mil. Havi Chomets. If a person left it without working the dough for the time it takes to walk a mill, so then it's into the chametz. Mishir mill having revius shor mechelik miyasim in a shor. A mill is a quarter of an hour, which is 15 minutes, plus 1/20th of an hour, which is 3 minutes. So 18 plus 3, 15 plus 3 is 18.
Is this the rainbow gap or? Oh, that's cool.
Okay. V'yesh lahachmer l'mayr b'inyan asiyas ha'matzes. You have to be careful with this issue. V'yesh lochush, we have to be considered. We have to consider the possibility shahashiyos. It's start for the sheer mill. It's not one long stretch of 18 minutes. It's the combination of the various different gaps of lack of work add up to 18 minutes.
A technical question. If there's a slight break and then they start to knead again, the clock doesn't start from zero, apparently.
Yes, you're saying, right.
So why not? Mechanically, should it?
The chemical part, I can't tell you.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it shouldn't stop. Yeah, I mean, it's yeah. Once you've worked it up, it should be continuing. You know, it's it's just not like it's frozen. If you stop 5 minutes, it's not like everything's frozen. Nothing more happens.
But we start to need again. It's not starting from scratch.
Right. Well, I mean, things are happening during the time that it's resting. So, but if all these things aren't quantitative. The home, what's the home? This is Lefidato. Right? I mean, the chum, they say the oven open the doors, the windows.
Well, we give you a certain amount of, you know.
The ASIC. It's nothing, you can't quantitate anything. It's, right? It's just using your judgment.
Well, a certain amount. I'm saying, obviously the point is there's. But
what's ASIC? I mean, how
we have to understand the process of chimutz, scientifically, is going to start fairly immediately. The yeast will start working on it, but it gets a cumulative amount. So where it starts affecting and making changes in the dough, we have a lot of consideration. So I imagine that it would be cumulative.
Yeah, but everything here, if he umdan date, he said before, with the temperature. So you can't put numbers on this. I mean, how strongly you do the ASIC also. I mean, everything is
dependent. Yeah, okay.
And the temperature, the home.
We can give general rules.
Yeah. But it says the filium dam date. You do judgment, It's a...
Okay.
It's not like you say, cholos yesh bo sakana. What is the temperature? They have that defined nowadays. Right? For Shabbos, why to say if temperature's above a certain for a baby? So
Rosh, Rosh gives numbers.
There's not these people that like to put precise numbers on things.
Right. So the person has to be very careful just to do as quickly as possible, because we're worried about the fact that the gaps are cumulative. In other words, this shear of a mill is given at room temperature. As the warmer the temperature gets, the quicker the process is. Now, furthermore, the ASIC accomplishes the opposite in a certain sense. The ASIC has it's a double-edged sword. that you work the dough, and therefore prevents it from chimitz. You know, but there's a contact between the person's hand and the dough, so that the combination of the friction of working the dough plus the fact that your hands are warm adds a warmth to the dough. So now you've solved the problem, but you've created a new problem that it's warm, and therefore if you stop working it, then we have to consider that the chimutz process will be, it'll get to the point of chimutz very quickly afterwards. So you lose your 18 minutes in a certain sense. If you started with two doughs at the same time, and one of them became chometz, we have to assume the other dough is also chometz. Even though we don't see the signs of chimutz, we'll see what those are. Okay, if it started to rise, started to ferment to the point that the dough starts to crack, may have little cracks in it. As the process continues, so there's a little crack here, a little crack here, the dough starts to expand, so eventually they start overlapping. It's called nis'arvus. It didn't get to that point. There's one here, there's one there. That's already a problem. Even though it's not nis'arvus, stokim zebezeh, but the fact that there are stokim creates a locha of achiyev chorus. The main by sedek. It didn't start cracking yet. But rather, alahiksifu. What does hiksifu mean? Irish. Shanishanam arisa lalaivan. It started turning white. Ponov. The appearance, the outer appearance of the dough. Kadam shomdu sarisov. Like a person whose face, his hair, rose in fear, so his face turns white. That's not chaya, but it's also to eat, but it's potter. Now, v'mamatz asuya, you already made the matzah round. But apparently the oven's not ready to put it inside. So what are you going to do You roll it out more. What can you do? So you want to go along and break it into pieces, mix it back into a ball and roll it out again. What to the shabra lasa lasesek hesha esek yibat alachimutz.
So the Moshe says esek yibat alachimutz. It sounds like the clock should go back to zero if there's a short break and then you start again.
No, I think what he means is it'll stop the chimutz process. After, I don't think he's arguing the mechaber on that point. But we would prefer that you don't get that situation. So that's not really going to be the best approach to deal with it. Based on we'll get to the end,
and we'll add it all up. We'll roll it out again.
That's not definitely a way to deal with the chachila. Okay, you're out. Okay. Lo yanicho is rutzalomer. La'achel ishosa kadem shehistol la'aruchiso. After you made it into dough, as you're starting now through the process of rolling it out. Al bishloy nischama ma'adayim b'mishma she'adayim harbi. It has not been worn by the person's hands. Still, we say you cannot leave the dough without any work. Lo yasek. Basic means either the person is kneading it or the person is rolling it out. So you feel like you bop the dough. So the spot where you bop, you're pushing it down. Okay, so that you accomplished. It doesn't help you for the rest of the dough. So it sounds like there has to be some level of a real ASIC. It's not just like, you know, I'm tapping it. You know, you want the person is there's a definite act of isuk taking place. When I go to do bake matzahs, so one of the things which we do is, like, you know, while they're waiting for the rollers to get ready, you keep pressing the dough down. So, you know, so I remember the guy says to me, don't press it lightly. You know, you want to really give it a hard push on the whole piece. Make sure okay. Fine. Your gimel. Filo rega echad. Afilo ena oisik b'dabar achar rak b'sirchei atanar. Even if that which you're interrupting over there is because you need to take care of the oven, but you're leaving the dough without an ASIC. Tzarech lahasik atana b'ligar v'so mikoydim k'dei shalo yehei tzarech lahaniach amatzis b'lo ASIC k'mavur l'kemei. So you are, you're responsible to make sure that whatever issues you have to address in the oven, taking out the ash or whatever it is that you need to do, should be done before you make the matzis. So when you make the matzahs, you shouldn't have to interrupt and ignore the matzah. They're busy to take care of the oven. So if it goes 18 minutes, Shirmil's Havi Chometz. Avogadlo Nikirbo Shum Simani Chimutz. So we assume 18 minutes it's Chometz, even though there's no indication on the dough. So we ignore that. The only exception where we have that is if I don't know how long it's been, I look at the dough, and there's no indication of the dough of any problem, I have a right to assume it wasn't too long. If I know it was too long, so then I can't rely on the appearance of the dough. How long is that? So it's Rabbi Yeshua and Echad, Chelek Echad Miyasr. So Chelek Echad Miyasr is 1/20, so that's 3 minutes, and Rabbi Yeshua is 15 minutes, it's 18 minutes. Okay, so that adds up 18 minutes. Vayber loch dalin melicha v'shur hogam ken kedei shir hiluch mil. V'revein lohak elin ken shor chavdal loch v'kimon minutak aponim chilas shur hogadei shir shor ben lashamus. So by melicha also we say the shir is a shir mil. So I point out in the Berlocha that there are various different opinions on how to calculate a mil. There are 3 basic opinions in a locha. So over here, we're going to be machmer that can't be longer than a mil. So it can't be longer than a mil. We're going to go with the shortest sheet, because that's the chumra. We got a malicha, which is the opposite, which I need to leave it and do malicha for a mil. So I'm going to be machmer the other round, that the longer shear is the required amount, not the shorter shear. What is the longer shear? So the two other shiurim of the calculations of a mil in halacha, one is 22 and a half minutes, and one is 24 minutes. So his lashon is it should be 24 or at least 23, which really means 22 and a half for our purposes. Those are the two options which were given in halacha. So by belicha, we should be machmer to require at least 24, if not 24, 23, and not rely on 18 minutes. But furthermore, in general, by malicha, we say that actually the preferred shear period is more longer than the kedei hiluch mil. It's a full hour. So that's a whole different ballgame anyway. But in the case in the case where that wasn't an option, so 24 minutes you can rely on. 23 minutes is maybe also reliable. 18 minutes he's very specific about. So what's the math on this? The truth is the grow, there's a long beer grow over here on this in Simon Tufton test. And he comes out and his shear bill is 22 and a half minutes. He says the calculation of 18 minutes is extremely difficult to understand. Very correct. Comes down 22 and a half minutes. What's the issue? The issue is that we know that the Gemara says that the hiluch of a person, an average person in a day, traveling, not necessarily on the highways, but traveling a little bit higher, a little bit, whatever it is, a person can travel 40, 40 mil in a day. 10 parsa. 10 parsa is 40 mil. The problem is, like, okay, so when you say a day, what do you mean? You mean from sunrise to sunset? How long is the day you're talking about? So the more it discusses like this idea, and it's Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim is talking about Erev Pesach. So a person, there's a concept called Derech Rechayka. A person is too far away, he's not chayav in Korban Pesach, and he brings a Pesach Shane. So what's called Derech Rechayka? So the Gemara says Derech Rechayka is Machlokes Tanoim. One says you're outside of the Zor, it's called Derech Rechayka. One says no. Means this man Hakrabas Pesach starts by Chatzos, Mikra Dinteris, it starts by Chatzos. It continues until nightfall. Once it's after nightfall, you can't bring Korban anymore. It's possible. As soon as the sun sets, the dam becomes possible. So the more sense of a person is standing by Chatzos, a very Pesach, outside of Yerushalayim, and he's close enough that he can reach the Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash before the sun sets, he's not called Derech Rechayka. If he's so far away that even if he travels from that point, he'll still not make it to Yerushalayim. And starting from Chatzos, which is the Zman of the Chiyuv, Korban Pesach, till Lila, which is the end of the Zman of the Chiyuv, he can't make it in time. That's called Derech Rechayka. So Mor says, okay, so how far is that? So Mor says, well, you know, a person walks 40 mil in a day, but some of the mil person walks before the sun rises. Some of the mil person walks after the sun sets. So more brings, one number says that we can assume a person walks 5 mil from Alisa Shachar until sunrise, and 5 mil from Mishkiya until Tzeis. So you drop off 10 mil from sunrise to sunrise, is 30 mil. Chatzos till sunset is not going to be 15 mil. So a person's 15 mil outside of Yerushalayim, he's beyond 15 mil, he's called Derech Rechayka. Good. That's one number. Second number says, no, it's 4. 4 mil before sunrise, 4 mil after sunset, is the amount that you drop off. Leaves you with 32 mil. And Chatzos means gives you 16 mil. So 16 mil outside Yerushalayim is considered Derech Rechayka. Okay. Now, that's an important Gemara. So let's work with the Gemara. How long is... We're talking about Pesach time. So Pesach time is springtime. So in general, say the days are basically sunrise and sunset are fairly even. Right? So we know from sunrise to sunset it's 12 hours. At 12 hours, you're going to be... either woman there says you're going to walk 30 mil. Woman there says you're going to walk 32 mil. So 12 hours is 720 minutes. Divided by 30 is 24. So woman there says 24 minutes. So if we pass like that one number, it's close to showing how we pass. If we pass like that one number, that it's 5 before sunrise, 5 after sunset, there's 30 in the middle. So 30 in the middle takes you 720 minutes, means the middle takes 24 minutes. The other number says, well, we pass in 32 mil, 4 before, 4 after, 32 in the middle, 32 into 720 is 22 and a half. So where does 18 minutes come from? So Beshiasa comes along, Beshiasa says 18 minutes. Beshiasa comes along and says, well, listen, you know, the Mor says it's 40 mil. So 40 mil, 720 divided by 40 is 18. Right? Now, the problem in this, in the Beshiasa is obvious. The Gemara clearly says that some of those mil are before sunrise, some of those mil are after sunset. Mm-hmm.
Just not counting those.
And he's saying, no, the whole total is 720. 720 by 40 is 18, that's true. Mm-hmm. But that's not the right numbers. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara has a longer richus to prove from a different Gemara that the Beis Yosef is off and is that you can't accept the Beis Yosef's calculation. And the correct calculation of the matzahs, if I recall correctly, the boss says is 22 and a half minutes. So according to the Gemara, you should have 22 and a half minute matzahs. You know, so the box 18 minutes, the Gemara says, I don't know, 22 and a half minutes is the right number to put in the box, you know, right?
So that's what they do in Yerushalayim, right?
I don't think anybody lemaisa is makel on the 18 minutes.
It wouldn't be universal.
You know, the 18 minutes has become like very, very accepted. But even though, if you think about it, I mean, you know, obviously, Beis Yosef wasn't the Namorit, you know, learning Gemara. Mm-hmm. But as the Gemara reads, the Taka sounds very strange. Like, what exactly is, you know, the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Gemara? It doesn't seem to fit. in the math. Mm-hmm. So that's what he's saying. So over here, we're machmer by Pesach, we're machmer 18 minutes. But it comes to Malicha, when I'm telling you, you're mechuyev to leave the Malicha at least a shir mil. The guy says, good, no, leave 18 minutes. He says, no, 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 don't leave it 18 minutes. We're not going to accept that. You need to leave at least 30, he says 30, 23 means that covers 22 and a half. And preferably 24, because you're covering that other mandam. Mm-hmm. This is anyway, the Maramo brother says it's better to do a whole hour. It's not get involved in any of these stuff. So that's where the calculator, and that's how the Bira Locha raises this math mm-hmm. over here, raises the issue of the math over here. I mean, the applications of this apply to other. I mean, so according to the Gra, when you say you want to know how long Seis is, you tell you Seis is Alois is, it's 4 mil before sunrise, so that's 4 times 22 and a half. Right? That's 90 minutes. So that's what people tell me that they're marking for 90 minutes. You know, that's where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. If you're 24, it's 96 minutes. Mm-hmm. Right, but the calculation of you know, some people, you know, the Brisker and Briskers are marking around 90 minutes, that's the coming with this grow, mm-hmm. with 22 and a half minutes. 4 times 22, and so 4 mil is 90 minutes. Okay.
Was Rabbeinu Tam coming to 72 minutes?
So. Rabbeinu Tam comes in like this. Rabbeinu Tam came along and says, so the Mora here clearly says, from sunset until Tesek Lechavim is 4 mil. Mm-hmm. The problem is, that's the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Sarihe. The problem is, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamedalad, I think. Lama Gimel and Beis Lamedalad, it says it's 3/4 of a mil, 2/3 of a mil. Mm-hmm. So like it's sincere.
Okay.
So there's two ways to answer the question. So the Gra comes along and says, one second, we're mixing up sugyas. The Gemara in Shabbos is discussing halachic day, halachic night. The Gemara in Pesachim is talking about how long a person is going to walk. So the reality is, after the sun sets, stars start coming out. Once there's three stars which come out, and imagine there's a place there's no light pollution, even there's some light left in the sky, you'll still see stars in the sky. So that, the Morse happens 2/3 of a mil, 3/4 of a mil, that's the Morse Shabbos. But there's still light in the sky, so why should I stop walking? Mm-hmm. The Morse saying, your person keeps walking, the Morse talking not dealing with halacha mm-hmm. issue, they're dealing with practically how long does a person walk. The person keeps walking for another 4 mil.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the Gra answers it. So the more, it's not a steering Gemara because it's discussing two different things. It's apples and oranges. But the Reinal Tam says that the Gemara is a halachic Gemara. So he says, I got a big problem. So he says, the only way I can solve the Gemara is by saying that it must be even after the sun goes below the rise and it's still considered yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that continues according to the Reinal Tam for 58 and a half minutes. Because
mm-hmm.
3/4 of, if you consider a mil 18 minutes, 3/4 is 13 and a half minutes. So for 58 and a half minutes after the sunset, it's still day.
Mm-hmm.
At that point in time, so it's when a shmosha starts, and which lasts 13 and a half minutes, so 58
and 13
is 71, and a half and half is 72. So 58 and a half minutes after sunset is when ben a shmosha starts. It lasts for 13 and a half minutes, like the Mor says in Shabbos, and then you have tzitzik chum. So that's what Rebbeinu Tam said to answer the kash. So according to Rebbeinu Tam, it's mamash yoy. Now, the only thing is, there's a fascinating lavush. So that's why chassidim, people that daven after, they daven after shkia, because it's still day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so there's a fascinating lavush. The lavush is like this. It says, your Gabi Shabbos is 100%. You know, in Satmar in Europe,
mm-hmm.
you know,
go late.
After the sunset, they were still doing work. They were driving after the sunset.
When they came to America,
they can't do it. But this Lavusha comes along and says, because there's a Rebbeinu Tam in Tzvachim, Rebbeinu Tam says that even if you tell me that it's still Yoim, there's an extra Rebbe of the Pasuk to be Marba that Rebbeinu Tam says this, that Dam is Nifsel by the friend of first Shkia.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do Zrikas Adam after the first Shkia. So it comes out, Lavusha says that Karban Mincha, Tefillah's Mincha, which is connected to the Talmud Shabbat HaBoyim, has to stop by sunset. because even if it's not shaykh kavas tomish of ben aboyim after sunset, because the dam is possible to believe it. Even according to Ben Tam, he says, "Hey, but it's Yom Mamish." So like this, it comes out Mincha after sunset is Chas V'Shalom. Drive to the hates, you know. Erev Shabbos, someone who says, "I don't problem." Drive. You want to? It's Yom. You want to drive on Erev Shabbos after the sunset? No problems. You, half an hour later, Zentay. 40 minutes later, Zentay. You know, 58 and a half minutes. But Mincha Chas V'Shalom, it's the Zman Mincha's passed to me. That's what the Lavush says. Comes out. So Mishnah Berurah Taka Chayshes for that. They'll hear that it should be a problem. Even according to Ben Tam, Mincha should be a problem. So that was people. And the Cheshbon Levush makes a lot of sense. It's a parish of Ben Tam. It's a Ben Tam of all people. You know, Ben Tam says Mehedin's
one place,
right? The Maisa, this sheet of Ben Tam. It's not just a Ben Tam. The Riyad Baal Tos has accepted it. The Rashman Ritzvo accepted it. The Vis Yosef accepts it. The Ramah accepts it, and the Morgan Ramah Taz accept it. The calculation of the Ben Tam. The whole thing is that there's a Ga'onim who says that Bereshit Moshe starts as soon as the sun sets. So the Groh is going back to the Gaonim. So it's really basically, it's almost really a machlokes between the Gaonim and the Rishonim, because the Rishonim come out to Pe'echod, embrace the Ben Tam's approach. And the Gaonim were against it. It's the Ben Tam's going arguing on the Gaonim before him.
But the Rishonim knew the Gaonim.
Yeah.
Presumably.
He was arguing with them, you know, and the Groh.
It's like the Beis Yosef knew the Gemara.
Right. And the Groh is going back and saying, I'm going back.
Further back.
Right, so the Groh is going back to the Gaonim. And it's not just the Groh. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to hold like that also. So, interesting, calculations in the math. Okay, let's hold it here.